I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, April 6. Coming up, Prime Minister announces new entity to strengthen relations with diaspora, Health Ministry to receive support under WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, and government to increase number of Jamaicans with bank accounts. The news in detail after the break.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
Now the news. A new entity, Global Connect Jamaica GLOJAM, is being established to strengthen the country's engagements with members of the diaspora. This was announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness says GLOJAM, which will result from a reshaping of the Jamaica Diaspora Foundation and Jamaica Diaspora Institute, is geared towards encouraging more persons to invest in the country through public-private partnership arrangements. Prime Minister Holness points out that the new entity is consistent with the government's commitment to development strategies, which will facilitate a greater involvement of members of the diaspora in the economic and social growth of Jamaica.
With 3 million Jamaicans living overseas, our GDP could easily double overnight if we found seamless ways of integrating the economic power of the diaspora into our local economy. So Global Connect Jamaica will lead to a stronger connectivity and partnership between our diasporans and Jamaicans locally.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the launch of the 7th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference earlier this week. In the meantime, the Prime Minister says the Jamaican diaspora represents a powerful reservoir of capital, relationships, skills, and expertise that can be harnessed to assist in driving the country's development. Mr. Holness notes that members of the diaspora have a loyalty and passion for Jamaica, evidenced by their generous inputs in key sectors such as education, health, sports, and community development. He cites contributions of approximately $514 million to the health sector and some $30.5 million, which was facilitated through the National Education Trust in 2016.
These contributions have profound impact on these sectors, and we are indeed very grateful for the continued support of our diaspora. I encourage our diasporans to continue and to expand on this tradition of giving back to Jamaica.
This year's staging of the Jamaica Diaspora Conference is planned for the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston from July 23 to 26 under the theme Partnering for Growth. The government is seeking to significantly increase the number of persons saving with financial institutions by 2020. This in light of recent studies showing that some 30% of Jamaica's adult population is unbanked, that is, having no access to a banking or savings account.
We are working to increase the number of adults saving in a regulated financial institution by 40% by 2020, with a correlated reduction in the percentage of account holders with unclaimed deposits, dormant accounts, to 0.5% of the adult population.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. He adds that the government will be rolling out a National Financial Literacy Action Plan as part of the financial inclusion strategy to move the overall financial knowledge and awareness of Jamaicans from 55% to at least 65% by 2020. And the Health Ministry is to receive technical support from the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, WHO FCTC Secretariat. Support will be geared at accelerating plans to enforce regulations under the framework. The Convention Secretariat, in collaboration with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and the WHO, will provide technical support on the areas identified as priorities for strengthening the implementation of the convention in Jamaica. Some of the priority areas include enacting comprehensive tobacco control legislation and reducing demand on tobacco products through increased taxes. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the bill will be complemented by a comprehensive communication campaign to sensitize all stakeholders involved. Jamaica signed the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control on September 24, 2003, and then ratified the document, which is legally binding. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.